Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First, let's talk about what's going on in both of your bathrooms and whether it's an upgrade or not. Dub, start us off.
So I was engaging with a fan texter about a week ago, and we all were discussing what you should do about cleaning yourself down there. As guys,
It
started when we were talking about, I think maybe it was with Jesse, because he's very big on the flushable wipes, and he's a big proponent of those. And I say you shouldn't use those because they end up clogging up our sewer systems, cost us a lot of money, yada, yada, yada. But I can understand how they help, because I have used them before, and they serve a purpose in getting rid of the things that stick in that area and stay in that area after you've wiped. I have not found a toilet paper out there. I don't care if it's Charmin Ultra Strong or Cottonelle or Triple Ply or Quadruple Ply. I've not found one out there that when it comes down to the nitty gritty, when the going gets tough, so to speak, that doesn't break apart and leave some residue. So I've been looking for a solution to that. Well, a fan texter by the name of Skip reached out to me and said, "Hey, I want to introduce you something. I want you to try something. I'm going to send you a bidet. I want you to try it." He sent it up to the station on Tuesday is when I picked it up.
By the way, in the background is the most ruthless song of all time.
Why is Hit 'Em Up playing in the background during this?
most ruthless song of all time.
And I hadn't been able to install it until yesterday. I needed a special wrench that I did not have, an adjustable wrench that I had to go out and buy. So I finally got it installed yesterday. It's like probably about a $40 adapter. You hook it up to any basic toilet, so anybody can go out there and get one of these. And it was less complex than I thought it would be. You kind of put it inside the toilet bowl, and it shoots out water to clean you. It's called a bidet, for those that aren't familiar with it. I was not familiar with it beforehand. And apparently you use it to clean your undercarriage. So I sat down, did my business, gave a little spritzer, and I have to say, not only was I pleasantly surprised, and you're going to be like, "Oh yeah, you like the feeling." No, I didn't like the feeling, because it doesn't go directly into that area. It kind of shoots it at an arc, at an angle, where it really just moisturizes your...
Doesn't it create extra wiping, though?
It does, because then you have to then wipe off that residue.
A larger surface area.
And I'm not quite understanding exactly how that 100% prevents new residue from building up, but I'm going with it because it did feel like it refreshed.
So do you have like a button like a you bit. Push for it? How
yeah.
do you activate it?
And it has multiple settings. So
I like it.
Apparently,
the
guy... Skip warned me, he said, "Don't set it on the highest setting, it'll blow you right off the toilet."
That's good, though.
So
that's
I went on
want.
Like the super low setting, and it just kind of barely grazes the surface of my bottom.
So you like the feel, you're not exactly sold on the efficiency.
Practicality. Yeah, like, because then I'm wiping again, and if that's a rough wipe, yeah. You know, then I'm kind of repeating the process.
Has Michelle used it?
She has not. She has not used it because I didn't get it installed.
This was supposed to be right there for women too, obviously.
Yeah, I would think for women it's probably even more beneficial.
Better. Okay.
Better.
Yeah. And you're about to go down this road?
This is all very interesting because
this is a favorite pastime of yours.
Yes. First off, Roy, it's a great feeling when you spray something. Like, it's a good feeling. It's refreshing.
Have you done it?
I have. I did it. I had a hotel room in Vegas that had a bidet in there, and I sat down on this thing, and man, the water. First of all, there's been times when it hasn't been a bidet,
yeah.
But I shot the water up, and that water hit the ceiling. That's how fast this water comes out. It's amazing. But Roy is right. You do need something to clean yourself off afterwards. It's where you got to have the towel that comes in handy. You got to have a separate towel that you use for
Where does that towel go afterwards?
Usually you put it in the hamper, and then you wash it, and then the towel takes... So it's like your bath towel that you use. Like, you get out of the shower, use that one, dry it off.
Yeah, but now
you're clean.
Now you need a whole nother slew of towels.
Oh, no, 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 you're clean. It's just like when you get out of the shower, you pat it dry, right? You don't just let it walk around. You pat it dry.
I think you're reverting back to clown RJ today. None of these opinions are... You don't have...
No, no, I don't. Like, you use the towel. Like, when you get out of the shower,
yeah,
you don't just... air dry that. I mean, you dry everything.
Yeah.
At least I do.
Yeah.
But you're clean. And just after this happens, after the bidet, you're also clean. So you could just pat yourself down. That's it. You don't need to, like, retake care of business. You just do it. It's a quick pat down.
Okay.
Yeah, but the pat down, the problem is, like, I'm okay with rehanging the towel up because the pat down is like I'm patting down water combined with soap. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Fair.
This case, you're talking about a pat down of just water mixed with whatever else is down there.
This says they have ones with a dryer function too.
Ooh, a dryer
940.
Function.
Maybe mine has that. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway,
perhaps it does.
I'm looking at houses, and I found a house, and I noticed there's this extra contraption on the toilet. I'm like, what is this? And it says bidet on it.
You see it on opendoor.com?
Yes, absolutely. So I see this bidet, and I'm like, what? This is the same thing Roy just got. And I'm looking around, and this is my problem with this contraption. Where's the water coming from?
Mm.
Like, is this
toilet water
that I'm squirting? Like, that doesn't help me at all.
Roy, did that just blow your mind?
I mean, I suppose, I get the point you're making, but toilet water only becomes toilet water when it is released into the back of your toilet. It's the exact same pipe that's coming out of the same water you use to rinse your toothbrush before you brush your teeth.
Right. But is it like, is the thing hooked up to the back of the toilet?
Where are you getting the water supply from? So it comes with it's the exact same water supply that goes into the back of your toilet, but it gets rerouted. So you put like a little T nozzle there. And that little T allows you to have the extra nozzle that attaches to
it. So there's not like a hose in the bowl of the toilet that's, because that like, if I'm like, okay.
No. It's very subtle. Like you wouldn't even, unless you like sat down and saw it, you probably wouldn't even notice that it was there and might not know that it's available to you. It's not available to anybody else, by the way. It's just in my own private bathroom. I'm not putting that in the guest bathroom.
So you're looking forward to it.
I am. The weird thing, though, is like, you know, this is somebody else's bidet. Like, I'm going to be using someone else's bidet if I get this house.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Well.
But it's also, it wasn't in the master bath. It was in, like, the teenager's bathroom.
There's a teenager bathroom?
Like, it was like, you know, it was not where the master bath. Yeah. It's like in the kid's room. The kid
office.
Was clearly a teenager.
Could be an office. Could have been a special room.
So that's possibly your future house.
That's potentially my future home. Uh-huh. Has a built-in, not a separate toilet, but like the cover, the additional, you know, clip-on bidet.
And what's your current housing problem that you decided to send us photos of yesterday, overhead photos?
All right, guys, there's a major issue going on. I'm going to tweet this photo out, okay? I'm going to tweet this picture out at RJ Choppy on Twitter. But there is a guy that lives in my apartment complex that has this big truck. Okay, cool. You got a big truck. That's cool. Whatever, man. Well, he also happens to have like a Vespa. You know what a Vespa is? Like a moped?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he has this Vespa moped, and he parks this Vespa moped at the very front of the spot in the closest spot to the apartment. Like, he has the number one best spot. He leaves the Vespa there.
Why does he get that spot? Or is it first come, first serve?
He just waited long enough. Yeah, first come, first serve, and then he plopped his moped.
He waited forever. When that spot was available one day, he parked his moped there, moved his truck there, and he constantly leaves one in that spot.
Oh.
And the moped is at the very front, so he can still park his truck behind it.
And you can never park in there, even with the moped in there.
So when his truck's out, I get fooled. I always start to pull this spot. Like, oh, man, there's this dope's moped.
Oh.
So he's Haagen-Dazs in this spot. Well, that was bad enough. Now, for 2 weeks, this dude has started to use this spot as, like, extra storage. He has bar stools sitting in his spot now. He had this other little thing. This I don't know what it was. It was like some kind of nightstand. He had that, and it was just sitting there for like a day and a half.
But this is not an assigned spot. He's just taking it permanently.
It's a complete... No spots are assigned.
He's got like his own orange cone.
But notice how RJ already called it his spot. This guy has... He's essentially urinated on this spot and claimed it as his own. And now it's going to be up to one of you guys to challenge him. Do you know who he is and where he lives in the building?
I don't know who he is.
Stake out.
I know that he lives on the floor above me, but I don't know what apartment it is. His truck is so big that he has to turn the wheel to fit in the spot. So he inevitably takes up like two spots. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, after I sent you guys this photo, I wake up this morning, I leave. Someone else was parked in his spot. They pulled in right behind his Vespa. They didn't care.
I love it.
I love it, too. I don't know who it was.
Can either challenge him or you find something that you can put in the front of your parking spot as well.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, I look.
Or
I don't,
hope that someone robs him. That's what I would do.
You're setting an awful precedent. You can't take.
I would hope that someone steals his bar stools. I'm being dead serious. Mm-hmm. Stealing the Vespa is a little bit more.
That's grand theft.
That's a little far.
That's grand theft.
That's grand theft.
Like, but I want to know, like, what thought process makes this guy think that this is okay and there's no issue with it?
Well, there's some people that have shame and there's people that have no shame.
Give somebody an inch, they'll take a mile. That's what happens here with this guy. You know what? And he could probably have that spot if it wasn't in the primo parking area of being right in front of y'all's. If he wanted to do that with a spot 30 yards away, everybody would be like, more power to you, bud. Have at it.
Like, this is, what's the difference between this guy parking his Vespa there or docking his boat there? Like, you're still taking up the spot.
Yeah, there's no difference.
Right?
Yeah.
Park it.
The Vespa is just more subtle.
Right. If you want to park your boat in the apartment complex, great, go ahead. But, you know, put it in a spot where there's not other people that, like, need spots, that are movable, that are, the spot needs to be mobile.
Is part of you jealous that you didn't do this first? Would you have the shame? Would you feel guilty doing it?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it. I would take up two. I would take up one spot. I appreciate.
He's taking up one spot.
That's fine. I'm okay with him taking up one spot. Better one than two. Why does it have to be the closest spot?
Because he's.
Because he can.
He's going for the gold.
Yeah, he is. I mean, someone's got to.
He's going for the.
Someone's got to do something here, man. It's not going to be me because I'm non-confrontational.
That's
and
true.
I'm not. I'm not going to even say anything.
Okay.
On the off chance it gets back to me, but like someone in my place, I wish that, you know, would do something.
See if you can get a suggestion on here. Someone said report him to the front office. That can be anonymous. You can make
a phone
call.
Yeah, it could be.
When the office is closed, leave a message on there.
Get a phone call, get a little voice modulator.
Oh, I want to tell you a problem I got.
Like, but man, what a... Just rubs me the wrong way. And I get a look at this. I know what he looks like. I do know what he looks like. I don't know his name, though. He just... I facial profiled this guy, man. I Sean Sharifed him.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy.
A creeper.
He has
slick back hair.
Does not have slick back. He looks like.
Got the
like
Kuiper.
He just went hiking with a surfboard in hand.
Oh, hippie?
Not really hippie,
little
but.
Kavanaugh?
A little bit. Little Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.